The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
For my friends.
77 WABC.
No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
No wind,
no wind,
no rain,
no rain.
Oh, winter's cold.
Happy birthday right here to the great Diana Ross. Diana celebrating her 80th birthday today. You tell him, Diana. Come on. Big birthday day today on Sid and Friends in the Morning. Right here, Diana Ross turning 80. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. He's 77 today. And the best of all, our very own Curtis Sliwa, celebrating a birthday today. He is 70. My next guest is one of my favorite people. You guys know that. He's in Israel this morning. It's afternoon there right now. The greatest constitutional attorney in the history of the business and a dear friend of the Rosenbergs, my friend Alan Dershowitz. Alan, good morning or good afternoon where you are. How are you?
Not good. It's not a good morning. It's not a good day. I'm in Israel. The United States stabbed Israel in the back yesterday. The Biden administration refused to veto a Hamas supported resolution.
We got to stop right there, because last time you were on with me, you're right, Hamas supported resolution by the UN once again, as I've told you time and time again. I've been on top of this, Alan, since October the 8th. He is no friend of Israel. You said to me last time, you've drawn the line. If Biden does one more thing that shows he's not supportive of Israel, you're done with him. Well, there it is.
I may be done with them. I am reconsidering. I have never voted against a Democratic candidate for president since 1960. And I'm here to tell you that the Biden-Harris, particularly the Harris part of the ticket, but the Biden-Harris-Schumer ticket cannot any longer count on my vote. I don't think they can count on the vote of Democrats who are supporters of Israel. I think they have to earn our votes. They can't any longer say, look, we're willing to give up Israel to get 200,000 votes from Muslims and Arabs in Michigan, but we know Jews will support us and supporters of Israel will support us anyway, so we don't care about their votes. Well, I'm here to say to you, you better darn well care about our votes, because my vote is up for grabs now. You have to earn it. There's no longer a presumption in my mind that I vote in favor.
Well, let me stop you again. Okay, so, Alan, you know I love how much I love you, okay? You told me last time he was one move away. Now he's made his move. It's a very simple question. What else does this guy have to do to lose your vote? He has proved time and time again he cares more about votes in Michigan than Israelis dying. Alan, be serious here. What else does he have to do?
What he can do is he can win my vote back by supporting Israel's effort to destroy Hamas.
He hasn't done that
allow
since.
Allow Israel to go into Rafah, create a situation where the people of Rafah can be put in safe areas. Israel must go in and destroy the three remaining battalions.
Right.
It must capture Sinwar. And when the United States votes for a resolution, or it didn't vote for it, abstained, but allowed the resolution to go forward, it endangers not only Israeli hostage lives, not only Israelis, but Palestinians. Because what it says to Hamas is, you're winning this war. Remember, Hamas can't win the war militarily, but it can by dividing America and Israel win the war politically, win the more emotionally with the AOCs. And look at AOC. She, the other day, calls what Israel did a genocide. Has she ever talked about Sudan? Has she ever talked about Syria? Has she ever? She is a vicious, miserable anti-Semite who only focuses. And if the Democrats become the AOC party, believe me,
they
I
already
will
are.
Never again vote for that.
They already are. But I mean, Alan, you're a brilliant attorney.
We have until November. We have until November.
No, we don't. No, we don't.
The Democrats, wait a minute. Listen to me. I want to give the Democrats a chance to reverse.
Oh,
I want to use whatever influence we have as a way of getting the Biden administration to finally stand up and do what it did in the beginning. In the beginning,
they did nothing in the beginning. You know, they did in the beginning.
In the beginning,
no, they did nothing.
Let me tell you, I would vote for him in a minute.
I don't care, Alan. What he did in the beginning was give money to Iran. That's what he did in the beginning, Alan. I mean, let's have an honest conversation here. You're a great attorney. If you were standing in front of a jury right now, they would laugh you out of the courtroom. You just called AOC an anti-Semite. You called Kamala Harris an anti-Semite. Biden has been.
No, I didn't call her an anti-Semite. She's just a terrible vice president.
Oh, she's an anti-Semite. And Biden has been doing
American policy.
Alan.
I'm not calling you an anti-Semite. I'm telling you, I want to see the administration change. My goal is not to give you an extra vote. My goal is to get the administration to change its policies, to come back to what its policies were on October 7th, 8th, and 9th, to encourage Israel to win this war, to totally destroy Hamas, to make sure that Hamas learns the lesson and the neighbors in Jordan, which are now standing up, rising up against Israel, that they will have to pay a very heavy price militarily. Israel cannot be stopped from engaging in its deterrent power. And I'm going to use whatever vote I have, whatever influence I have, to try to get this administration to change. I'm not seeking revenge against it for what it did at the Security Council. I'm saying if it continues down that path and doesn't allow Israel a complete and total victory, I will abandon the Democratic Party, but I'm giving them a chance. My goal is not to help the Republicans. Look, it's easy for you, Sid. You're a Republican.
I know, but Alan, but Alan.
I'm not a Republican.
I know that, Alan, but who cares?
Republicans to win.
I understand.
I want Israel to win.
Who cares?
So what I'm doing is pushing as hard as I can to get this administration to change its
You know what you're doing? You are pushing.
If it fails, I'm with you. But
it's already failed.
It a chance.
You are pushing this administration.
Failed, but I'm giving it a chance.
I know, but you know what you want? You want from this administration, Alan, what Donald Trump did for 4 years. This is what I don't understand. I don't get
it.
Right. So why not just vote for Trump?
Because I can't vote for people generally who don't support the other social policies that I agree with. And I'm not only talking to myself. I'm talking about the 80%, then down to 70%, now down to 60%. Of Jews who generally vote Democrat. We don't vote Democrat because of the policies on Israel. We vote Democrat because of the policies on gay rights, on abortion rights, on gun control, on the Supreme Court. It's easy for you if you're a conservative. It's hard for me if I'm a liberal. I'm a liberal who supports Israel. There are very few of us left, and we have to use whatever influence we have on the Democratic Party to get it to change its course. That's my goal. And if it doesn't, you can count on my vote. But I'm going to give it a chance.
Fair enough. I'm not letting you off the hook here, Alan. I love you.
And I'm not letting you off the hook.
Okay.
You know,
I'm on the right side. I'm on the right side.
Tactic. No, you're on the wrong side generally on the issue of Republicans versus Democrats.
No, of course I'm not.
Really not on my
of course
side,
I'm not.
But.
Hey,
no,
by the way, did you hear Donald Trump on this show the other day talking about abortion? He was absolutely fair.
I know. He's getting better. He's getting better.
And what do you want, then, Alan?
He's getting better. He's
what do you
getting
want?
Better.
What do you want?
Right now, there's a girl getting raped
in Gaza because your president, that you continue to give second chances to, continues to stab Israel in the back. I'm not okay with that.
Let me tell you where I was yesterday. I was in the Nova Festival. I was in the Kibbutz Berry. I saw the evidence of the rapes. I was with a woman. I posted my videos online today. I was with a woman named Ella, 19-year-old, whose family were murdered. Others of her family were taken, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old. And it brought tears to my eyes. What I saw there is horrible. And then I think of so many of my students who are marching for Hamas. These are Hitler youth. These are the same people who marched for Castro. These are the same people who put Che Guevara's pictures up in their rooms. I am their enemy. I hate the hard left, but I'm going to try to influence the centrist left in favor of Israel for the next few months. If I fail, I'm a good advocate, but I don't always win. If I fail, I'm admitting mea culpa, and I'm coming onto your side.
Okay,
but I've got to give them a chance.
All right, fair enough. Okay, fair enough. Let's get to Trump then, his day yesterday, because two worlds collided, the repulsive attorney general and the equally as repulsive district attorney, both who should be ashamed of themselves. They're both disgraces. And I guess you get one win and one stay. How would you categorize Trump's day yesterday?
Fair. I think he's going to win largely the fine. I think what the appellate court has basically communicated is that it's going to reduce the fine. So if it's going to reduce the fine from this absurd, you know, $4.5 million to, I don't know, 100 and change, 150 million, then it's also going to reduce the bond. So I think by reducing the bond, it sent a message that it was going to reduce the what I believe unconstitutional fine. As far as the trial, we know the trial has a predetermined ending. We know that Manhattan jury is going to convict of something that Alexander Hamilton did. He also paid hush money. The difference is Alexander Hamilton, without a doubt, did what he was accused of doing. And, you know, Trump disputes it. But he's going to be convicted in New York. And then the appellate courts will come in. But by that time, the election will be over. But I don't think anybody, any rational person's vote would ever be determined by being convicted in New York of this non-crime that's been made up and that I think the courts of appeals will reverse. So I would say it was a mixed day for him. But anytime Trump doesn't lose in front of a New York court, it's an amazing, amazing victory, and a credit to his lawyers.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
Let's go to Georgia. Fannie Willis, who was almost removed from that case. She was allowed to stay on as long as her boyfriend was, he left and he did leave. So she comes out yesterday and she warns, it's unbelievable, she was almost kicked off the case a week ago. Now she warns Donald Trump yesterday, quote, "The train is coming." Your thoughts on her and Georgia?
She should be in prison. She has committed perjury. I have no doubt that she has committed perjury. Any jury, even a Georgian jury, even a New York jury, would convict her and Nathan Wade of perjury. You look at them, you know, you say to yourself what Groucho Marx once said, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? We all saw them lie through their teeth. We know the affair began before she appointed him. We know she didn't pay the money back. We know there was massive perjury. So the criminal trial in Georgia should be Georgia versus Willis and Wade rather than Georgia versus Trump. So, you know, the case will be postponed. It probably will not occur until after the election because of all the changes. His lawyers are appealing, and I think a court of appeals or an appellate court should reverse the judge insofar as he didn't disqualify him. It was not only the appearance of a conflict. There is an actual conflict of interest. She got kickbacks. He paid her money for the appointment. He took her on trips, and she didn't pay him back. Can you imagine a lawyer knowing there's a rule that you can't take gifts from anybody who you work for, not keeping a record of paying back the money? The first thing you would do is have a ledger, take photographs of the money being paid back, keep a deposit slip, a withdrawal slip. I do not for one second believe that she paid back more than a few dollars of her elaborate vacation. She is a perjurer, a felon, and a criminal, and she ought to be put on trial, investigated, and prosecuted. And if I were on the jury, based on the evidence I know, it would take me 15 minutes to convict her.
This is
and even I couldn't win that. And even I couldn't win that appeal.
This is the great Alan Dershowitz with a really great appearance this morning live from Israel. Alan, you've been there for a lot of folks, civil rights over the years. And yeah. I don't like the double standard. I know that when a white cop killed George Floyd, and he was guilty of murder, and he's in prison where he should be, but that didn't stop people in this country from burning down police stations, beating up innocent people in the streets. The reaction to George Floyd was disgraceful.
Engaging in an insurrection,
right,
according to at least the definition.
I agree with it. That's right.
Putting forward.
Right. But last night, not far from my home in Far Rockaway, Queens, a beautiful, young, courageous white cop was gunned down in cold blood and murdered by a person of color. And I don't see white people walking in the streets today, Alan. I don't see white people breaking windows. Why not?
We live in a racist society. The racist society color has changed now. We live in a society in which being black has given a tremendous advantage in getting into college and getting jobs. And now, in some instances, even dealing with the criminal justice system. We still have a residue of racism against blacks in the criminal justice system, but we also have racism against whites and others. And again, by the way, also against Jews in the criminal justice system. You know, Arthur Idella and I wanted to start this organization, Hurt a Jew, We Sue You. There are still so many Jews who are being beaten up and hurt in Crown Heights and other places, and the police aren't doing anything about it. Look, it's been a terrible visit for me to Israel. It was brightened a little bit. I met with the prime minister on two occasions. I met with the president of Israel. I met with many of the other leaders. I met with military leaders yesterday. I spoke at the military college to some of their leading people. They've been listening to me. I've been giving advice about the American relationship. So it's been a positive trip for me. But that trip down to the kibbutz Be'eri,
yeah, terrible.
With a young woman, woman whose family was killed, a woman named Ella, the same name my daughter, 19 years old. And I see these pictures of these wonderful kids who could have contributed so much to the world. There may have been another Einstein at this conference. There may have been somebody who was going to cure cancer. There may have been somebody who could have cured diabetes, saved your lives. And they were all murdered, these 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds.
But by the way, not just murdered.
Nothing more than to bring about peace, rape, beheaded.
Yeah, correct.
I met the father of a man whose head was cut off and put on sale by Hamas for $10,000. And he had to be buried without his head. Fortunately, the Mossad retrieved the head, and he was allowed to be buried finally with his head. That's what Hamas did. And the world is forgetting about it. And the world is saying, oh, the poor people of Gaza, they're hungry. Remember, they've been crying wolf about this famine since November. Since November. And you see the pictures of Gazans, and you see them in many parts of the strip eating very well, having food chart cars and everything. Yes, there is some hunger, but that's because Hamas is stealing the food from the people of Gaza. So don't tell me about starvation. Now the United Nations has said, oh, there may finally be a famine in June. We've been hearing about a famine since October. So, don't take seriously these figures. I hope there would be somebody who would stand up in the State of the Union message. And when the president of the United States said 30,000 people were killed, most of them women and children, I would hope somebody would have the courage to stand up and say, says who? I wish there was such a person who could stand up to the president of the United States and say, says who? I wish it was me. If I were there, I would have yelled it with you and walked out with you. You are a hero.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll fight with you all day about Biden and Trump, but I love you for what you're doing here. And I was down there too, Alan, back in January in Gaza, down by Gaza at the Nova Music Festival and at the kibbutzim. And I felt the same way. And I did say, says who, and I did send your shirt out to your house yesterday. But I have one more question for you. And this is where people get confused. There are people who are not all that smart who think, because the UN makes this resolution and the U.S. abstained from vetoing it, which again shows Biden's true colors, that's fine. Because of that, that means that Netanyahu will not go into Rafah. And I have to explain to them, no, it doesn't. Is it fair to say that no matter what the United States says or Canada or the UN or anybody, Netanyahu is going into Rafah?
I sure hope so. I have advised him. I'm not going to give you the details of my advice, But I've advised the Israelis, ignore the United Nations. They are not your friends. They are not objective. They are not neutral. They're part of the problem. UNRWA is a Hamas-controlled organization. So I hope and pray that Netanyahu has the courage that Begin had when he was told not to bomb the Osirik reactor. And he basically said to the president of the United States, don't tell me what to do on behalf of saving my citizens of Israel. I'm the elected prime minister. I'll make that decision. And I'm sure Bibi has said the same thing and will say the same thing to whatever the president of the United States threatens. Israel may have to go to it alone. It will always have my support, your support,
yep,
and the support of millions and millions and millions of American Christians, American Jews, even some American Muslims, and it will always have our support. But if it doesn't have the support of this administration, it has to go to it alone. It has to do the right thing for its people. It can't be beholden to a foreign leader, no matter how friendly it generally is. Israel, 85% of the Israelis wanted to go into Rafah, want to destroy Hamas. No matter what party you belong to, labor, left, center, right, everybody in Israel has the same view. Hamas must be destroyed. And far be it from a president of the United States who's sitting in a convenient, comfortable chair in Washington, D.C., far away from the Gaza border, to tell the citizens of Israel how to protect themselves and how to defend themselves. The United States didn't do much to protect the Jews from the Holocaust. Israel, it will no longer permit another Holocaust. There will never be another Holocaust because of Israel. But Israel has to be permitted to do what it has to do to save its own people, to save its own citizens. And that's what Benjamin Netanyahu will do. You can agree with him or disagree with him, but he's the elected prime minister of Israel. There have been five elections in the last 7 years. Israel's one of the most democratic countries in the world. It does not need to be lectured to by the United States.
Well, you've done, I don't know how many thousands of interviews over the last five decades or maybe six. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, this is one of your best ones ever. That's how great you were just now. And I love you and have a safe trip home and come into the studio when you get back because I have another show.
That.
All right.
Good.
When are you coming home?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay. Well, have a safe trip. This was great. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
I love you.
That's Alan Dershowitz. What a great appearance. And that's a good man right there. He is. We may disagree about politics, but that man is all heart. And his what he does for Israel every day is unmatched. Thank you, Alan Dershowitz.